Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another broadcast night on the Soul of America Radio. Tonight, you're listening to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Blog Talk Radio, hosted and produced by the Soul of America Radio. Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness, takes you from a place of pain, abuse, violence, rejection, and abandonment to a place of hope, healing, and power. All aboard this inspirational flight with your author, activist, advocate, and friend, Mr. Man of Purpose himself, your host, J.R. Vicklin.
I welcome you and I thank you for joining us tonight right here on Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. I'm your host, Mr. Man of Purpose himself. This is J.R. Vicklin, and I'm so glad that you've joined me here on this Monday evening here. This is the last Monday in the month of November, and most of us have just finished a great Thanksgiving weekend, in which I hope that everyone was thankful that you all had enough to eat, and definitely now you're in the process of working things off. But I'm excited to be back. I pray that all is well with each and every one of you, that everyone is safe. Our mind still is on those that are up in the Northeast that are still recovering from Hurricane Sandy, and for many families that are experiencing great difficulty, even at this time of year. You know, in the loss of loved ones and tragic events, breakups, abandonment, loss of loved ones and friends, holiday times can be very difficult. It can be very difficult for many people. So we don't take it for granted that, you know, for many, your season of brokenness or your time of brokenness and pain may be most felt right during this time here. Now, I'm happy to be here this evening. I'm glad that you've taken the time to join us here right here on Soul of America Radio and join us here on our show, A Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. And we're just glad. We're glad to be here because we hope that we're not only supplying a platform for you to be able to you know, share your story or get answers, but also platforms that you'll be able to have a word to say, maybe find healing in that which we are saying and doing. And I'm very excited about that because this is a very strategic time in which we are in. You know, we've done several shows now dealing with hope and healing. We have covered so many issues around abuse and around violence, around the breakdown of the family, around rejection, around brokenness, around abandonment, around all of these items and all these issues that so directly affect who we are as a people, that directly affect what we are doing, that directly affect everything about our lives. And so that's why we're here. We're not here just to hear ourselves talk, but we're reaching across the national waves of internet radio, and we are having a subject. We're having a conversation around many issues that affect us as individuals, as a people, as a culture, and these issues are oftentimes overlooked. They're brushed up under the rug. No one ever addresses them. And you know what I often have said, that we can never change that which we're unwilling to confront. And we can never confront that which we're unwilling to identify. We can never identify that which we're unwilling to acknowledge. And we can never acknowledge that which we're unwilling to accept. And until we do those things, many of the social ills that we see manifested in the form of violence, in the form of our children going wayward, in the form of abuse, in the form of so many things, those are only the symptoms, or should I say they are the fruit of the real root cause of what we have. Pain and hurt goes very deep, and we understand that. And I always say that hurting people does what? They hurt people. No way around it. Hurting people hurt people. And we see that evident inside of relationships. We see that evident inside of our families. We see that evident inside of children. We see that when people are hurting and they have not been healed from their hurt, they often hurt other people, not intentionally, but because that is the route that they have gone. That is the route that they have adopted, have embraced, because it is a defense system. It's a defense mechanism. And so many times those things happen and it affects so many people today. We're going to have an exciting show today. We are expecting some very special guests to call in today, and we hope that they're there. But guess what? I want you to know that you're always my special guest. So you can feel free to call in, those of you that are listening by directly on the Internet. Of course, if you want to call in, you want to have a question, you can also call in at area code 323-784-9638. Once again, that's area code 323-784-9638. And if you desire to have something to say or have a question, please just hit the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let our operator know that you want to speak, and we can acknowledge you there, and you can share your question, and you can share what you're doing. Share what you would like to share with us on today. But we're very excited about it today. Our show today is one that I think that you're going to find to be a blessing. And you're going to find it to be a blessing because, in fact, I want to take this thing to another level tonight. I want to talk about men. I want to talk about men. That's right, M-E-N. Men. I want to talk about men today and the vital role that we play. So often, when I'm speaking nationally and across the country, addressing issues of abuse and violence and addressing the issue of abandonment and addressing those things, oftentimes we see the men purely in the role of being the adversary, of being the abuser, of the perpetrator. But I want to talk about men, and I want to talk about, because if we believe the statistics and the research, what it tells us is that literally, understand what I'm about to say, that only between 15 to 20% of men actually are abusive, are batter, are physically abusive. Only about 15 to 20%. Now, I'm not getting ready to throw a parade because only 15 to 20%, because that number is way too high. But what I am saying, that means that there is about 80 to 85% of men that are not abusive, that are not harming their spouse or loved one. And so I want to kind of talk about those men tonight. I want to talk about those men that are out there that may not be abusive, but I want to know, what are they doing? What are you doing in terms of trying to combat and curb violence and abuse that you may see happening around you? What are you doing to set a pattern or to set an example to other men and other young men, especially about relationships and how we should not entreat one another? And that's what I'm very much want to hear today. And I invite you in because I believe this. In my years of being, and I've shared my background with you before, but in my years of being on the front line of this movement of domestic violence and addressing this head on, I can tell you that, for many years, I did not see men that looked like me. I did not see men that looked like me. And for those of you that don't know, I am of African-American persuasion. I did not see many men on the front line that looked like me. I did not see them at the table really discussing this matter and addressing this. But what I did see in those early days, 20 years ago, was being around a table that was oftentimes filled with mostly Caucasian women, and a lot of them had very strong feministic views about men. And I heard them do a lot of male bashing. I heard them talk about how terrible men were. I heard them talk about how abusive men were. And I mean, basically, we were the devil. And that's what I heard. And it came to a time, I asked the question, was how was talking about how bad men were, how was that actually helping a victim of abuse? How did that really help them? And that was my major concern back even in that time. So I said that to say this, is that for years I felt like I was isolated on an island by myself, oftentimes surrounded by a very myopic view of this subject of abuse and domestic violence and the breakdown of the family. And I can recall it was after 1999 that I had to ask a question. And this question prompted in me, as a result of me meeting a very tremendous woman, I consider her one of my sheroes. I do acknowledge her in my book that is going to be being released here first of next year. And I acknowledge her, Dr. Reverend Aubra Love. She is the founder and president of the Black Church and Domestic Violence Institute there in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can recall I met her in Chicago, Illinois, back in 1999. And at this time, I was about frustrated because of the fact I didn't find a place for me at the table. I knew that there was a few things missing in that movement. Number one, there was a absence of faith and men of faith and even women of faith in this movement. And number two, there was definitely an absence of men, and I mean men that will stand up and be men. I'm talking about men that have a backbone, men that have a, you know, have some guts. And I was concerned about that even back then. And so in the interest of that time, I was at the end of my rope, and I attended a conference in Chicago, Illinois, that was called the Next Millennium Conference. And at that conference, I had not signed up for this particular workshop, but as I looked at the itinerary, I saw there a workshop that was being done by a lady by the name of Reverend Dr. Arbor Love. And once again, she's the founder and president of the Black Church and Domestic Violence Institute out of Atlanta, Georgia. Well, when I went in there and I sat in on her presentation, it literally changed my perspective because I saw the connecting of the dots. And Reverend Arbor Love and I, we began to definitely go to her institute and work together. And about a year out from that, I went and there was a question that was asked. And that question was, can men be good allies as it relates to abuse and violence? Can men be good allies? And when I saw that question, I made part of that panel. It was at that time that I realized it was time for the conversation to turn, even nationally, about the place of men. So often in our society that we hear a lot of negative things about men, men deadbeat dad, men sperm donors, men they don't care, men sorry and lazy, men that are filling up the prison, men that are in jail, boys that are incarcerated. And let me say something to you. There's truth in every one of those statements. I'm not here to say that it's not true and that we're blinded to it, but the reality is the fact that what about the men that are not in those situations? What about the men that are well-meaning men? What about the men that are making differences? What about the men that can make a difference? What about the men who recognize their role and recognize that they have to stand up in our society? And it's not enough just for my house to be strong. It's not just enough for my kids to be well-behaved and my kids to be educated. But understand that I have a moral responsibility. I have a spiritual responsibility. I have literally a life responsibility to actually be my brother's keeper, and that's going to be very important inside of the things that we're doing. And so tonight we want to take this conversation to another level. We want to take this conversation about are men vital and the vital role that men play. And I'm going to tell you in a few minutes I'm going to have some special guests. And like I said, you're always my special guest. So, you know, if you want to call in right on the other side of the break here in about 3 minutes, you can call in at area code 323-784-9638. And you just hit the number 1 on your keypad, and that let us know that you want to have something to say. Now, we do have a caller that's on the line there. Last number is ending in 1139, and I want you definitely to hold on because we're going to get to you. And right after the break, we're going to bring you on with your question. We'll be at the break, like I said, in about 3 minutes. But listen, I want to propose this question to us because so many times we wonder where the men. Now, I'm the first one to say that are we doing our share? No. Can we be more responsible? Yes. Is it going to take us being selfless? Yes. Is it going to take us really sounding the alarm and hearing the heeding the clarion call? Yes, it is. All of those things are vital if we're going to see the difference made that need to be made in our society. And here's something that I hope that we'll get to tonight. Because in order for me to be a good man doesn't mean that you have to be a bad woman. In order for me to be a good man doesn't mean that you're being a bad woman or insufficient woman. And I think that's where part of the argument has happened in our society because people are so sensitive that when you begin to talk about the fact the need of men to step up, you know, a child needs a man in a home, there's a whole group of people that get upset and they get up mad because they think that what you're saying is that a single woman or mother cannot do this job well. And that's not what we're saying at all. But what we are saying is that it was never meant for her to have to do this job alone. It was never meant for her to have to take on this burden alone. So our call is to men. Our call is to men to stand up, take their rightful place. Our call is to men to acknowledge the fact that we have to come back to the drawing board and we have to do the things that are right in order to strengthen our community. Listen, right on the other side of the break, we're going to be taking phone calls. I'm your host, J.R. Fickland, and you're listening to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness, right here on the Soul of America Radio. Listen, on the other side of the break, you can call at area code 323 323-784-9638. That's area code 323-784-9638. And once you just raise your hand there, we will be right with you. We will acknowledge you. The engineer will give us the signal that you're there. We'll acknowledge your call. Round the other side of the break, pull right on with us. Caller, with your number ending in 1139, we will acknowledge you. Once again, you're listening to Hope and Healing right here on Soul of America Radio. I'm your host, J.R. You're on the other side.
You're listening to the Soul of America Radio.
You're listening to Hope and Healing, a journey to wholeness with your host, J.R. Thicklin. And remember, you can catch this show every Monday night, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern and 8 o'clock p.m. Central. And give them a call tonight at 323-784-9638. 323-784-9638. You give Jay a call right now. And now, back to the show.
Tonight on Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. I'm your host, J.R. Thicklin, and I'm so glad that you've joined us right here on the Soul of America Radio. And we've started a very interesting subject here. And when we talk about the fact of the importance of men, how vital are they in our society? And are they really the answer? And I believe that they are. And I think that the fact of the matter that we focus so much on the percentage that are not doing what they could be doing, that we have missed out on the value of them all. Just before we went to the break, we did have a caller on the line, and we will get him in and get his question in or his comment in just a second. Those of you that would like to call in, would like to have a comment or question, you can reach us at area code 323-784-9638, and then hit the number 1 on your keypad. That will let our engineer know that you're that you want to have a comment or you have a question there, and we would acknowledge you. And we want to acknowledge our caller right here on this particular line. I want to say good evening. We have he on the line. Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and what a wonderful show. It's so timely and important for people to, as they wake up and see that we're in a world that is in a turmoil, and we can, through our own efforts and coming into our communities in a whole new way, create a world that can be wonderful if we'll do it. And that is through creating a whole new paradigm of unconditional love. And we have to understand, since the beginning of time, it's been all control, conquer, and divide. But if we can, and it starts with ourself and getting a heart-to-God connection, ask God for guidance on a daily basis, be in gratitude always, no matter what your circumstances. There may be lessons that have to be learned. And then also take positive actions. Just don't talk about things, do things, because that's where you learn from. If you make a mistake, don't repeat the same mistake. But if we can learn now, finally, once and for all, that history does not have to repeat itself, that we can create a whole new history, and if we can go to that place of unconditional love, our future will be absolutely phenomenal. So that's,
you know, you said something that was so important there. You said create a whole new paradigm, and I think that's a powerful statement, because, you know, so often we do hear the term history repeating itself, but I like what you said. History doesn't have to repeat itself if, number one, if we learn the valuable lessons from the things of history. But you said something that was even vitally important. You talked about that heart-to-God relationship, in which that is what is going to create the platform for us to have unconditional love. And having said that, I want to ask you a question kind of in reverse here. Do you think that perhaps as a society, perhaps we have put too much effort in expecting the government to change everything in our society and have forgotten about the power that we have as individuals? And definitely when that power is rooted in you know, love of God, we talk about love of God, love of country, and love of our fellow man. Do you think that perhaps we're kind of missing that? We're missing that somewhere where we are actually expecting the government to bail us out, and they cannot do what we will not do right on ground level.
Exactly. That's two very things that have to be looked at very carefully. Not only have we become too dependent on the government is now running every aspect of our lives, which should not be happening. It has to have a balance and just the basic necessities in place, because the people are the greatest asset of any country. It's not the government. The government is representative of the people, or at least that's how it's supposed to be. We haven't seen that for quite some time. And what we're also seeing is, in a disaster or a situation that calls for people to come together in the community, the government can't do that better than the community itself. And you're seeing that with Hurricane Sandy right now. It's people helping people getting things accomplished. The government, even with all kinds of things in place, there's waste, there's fraud, there's all kinds of corruption, and that has to be rooted out. And we've neglected too long not taking our proper role in understanding that we, as the country, have just put people into office who are not doing the right thing, and there has to be the transparency, and there has to be the flow back and forth. And I support any president in office. I did not vote for President Obama. I think it's wonderful that we can come together as a country and finally elect a black man, and hopefully have a woman president eventually too. But at the same time, there are things that they're not even contemplating in Washington that can be done. And I have a letter from President Obama to me that can be viewed online on a blog, creativity777.com, related to the economy. And I am working on a huge new paradigm for mankind of bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love, making everything transparent, ethical, legal, moral, forcing companies to be more responsible for their employees, their customers, the environment, and the community. And I think people will resonate more and more with that when they see that this country has actually been hijacked by corporate elites. And they're doing things behind the scenes. The presidents are just puppets, these elites. Your senators and congressmen do not have your interests at heart. They're still puppets of elites and lobbyists, and all these bills that are being passed with all the pork and special interests attached to it are only hurting us more and more and more. So that transparency has to come sometime, and the time is now.
Awesome.
When is enough enough for people? I mean, they passed 500 and something new laws. I don't know if I'm going to have a Gestapo squad beat down my door and arrest me off my throne because I'm using too much toilet paper. So where are we going to stop all this craziness and get back to what you were saying? The family is very important now. I don't know why people feel that they can bring children into the world and neglect that responsibility. That's
exactly
wrong.
You know, you brought up some very important things. Do me a favor. Give us again you said it was blog creativity, that particular website where they could find some of this information. And I'm definitely going to get.
They can just Google my name. I've done some interviews, and the blog I was referring to with the letter from the president is www.thewordcreativity and then 37777.com. Creativity777.com. Also, when you Google my name, look for an article entitled America's New Transformational Economy. There's a 18-page PDF file that can be downloaded from that. One of the items is actually a letter to me from the Carter administration. So you can see,
okay,
I've been at this a while. I'm self-proclaimed here the heartbeat of America. I live, somehow I was spirit-driven to be where I am, Ashland, Virginia, which bills itself the center of the universe. Ashland sits in Hanover County, where Patrick Henry grew up, who said, "I regret that I have but one life to give to my country."
And exactly.
As a Vietnam-era veteran, all these years later, I feel the same way, but I'm doing everything I can as a disabled senior citizen to get this country back on track. But until my last breath, I'll do that, but only through peace and love, because wars have to stop. It's ridiculous.
Well, Hugh, I definitely appreciate you. Why don't you give that your name, spell your name, so that those that want to Google your name, and definitely we're going to get your information off air, and I look forward to bringing you back as our guest so that we can really create a dialogue to really cover this. We're fortunate. We have a board full of calls tonight, and that's good. So why don't you give your name so those that want to Google it and find some of the material that you're talking about.
Yes, and if you see my number, if you'll keep it, because I don't use email by choice.
Okay.
I'm a visionary. It takes away from my creativity. My name is spelled Hugh, H-U-G-H. The last name is Charlson, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy. There is a blog talk show called New Prophecy Keepers that I touch pretty well on a lot of very bizarre experiences that I've had throughout my life, and I can't wait to speak with you off air, because we're going to take this show and just, we're going to put out there, we're going to find those eagles, those men that are willing to stand in solidarity for truth and justice and root out this corruption, not just in this country, but put America back on track as the beacon for the rest of the world, as it was meant to be, with God in America, not out of America.
Awesome. Thanks so very much. I mean, absolutely. We look forward to speaking offline. People, very great comments there from Hugh, definitely not only a veteran, but have done some work there, have written letters and have received letters back and forth from not only President Barack Obama, but even in the Carter administration. We have another caller that's on the line here, I believe, last number ending in 2928. So glad to have you. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the line. You have a question or comment?
I have a question. My name is Andromeda.
Now, hi, Andromeda.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Now, that's great. I'm very grateful to be listening to your program. Thank you.
Glad
now,
to have
in
you.
The case of the young African American men,
yes.
I'm a young African American woman. I wanted to know what type of solution can we bring to the table to show these men that they are of some importance? Because at least some of the young African-American men that I know, they feel like they're not of importance anymore, that they're not needed, that the woman is independent and that she can do all.
Well,
so
you know,
how do we make them feel like they're of importance to where they feel like they can be that provider, they feel like they are needed? They're needed
well,
and wanted.
Well, that's a great question, Andromeda. It is even a greater question that's coming from you as a young woman, because this is what I have experienced and this is what I've seen. I believe that there has to be a connection to not only to our history, but a connection to understanding our society and how it is impacted by the absence of young men being there, by the absence of men not being in place. And understand what I'm saying. Part of the reason, and it's what I talked about on the other side of the first break, and we're going to go to a break in a little bit, and I want to hold you over to the other side of the break, is the fact that we have to understand that we have a place. Everything in life has a role, has a function, has an order. And I believe this, that too often that people are afraid of order and roles and function. In other words, I often ask the question, what is the most important part of the car, the engine or the tires? Well, it depends on who you ask. They're going to say, well, it's the engine. Well, if you have an engine and you don't have tires, then the vehicle still cannot drive properly. If you have tires on a car and no engine, you still cannot drive properly. So the reality is that they're both are equally important, but they have different roles. And unfortunately in our society, that because there's been such a history of oppression on one end and a history of oppression, that when you see the other side begin to raise up or get it right, people tend to think that it's taken from the other. So on the other side of the break, we want to talk about how can we begin to convince young men and men, period, of their importance. Please hold on, Andromeda. We'll have you on the other side of the break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. Right on the other side of the break here, we want to dive into those questions and those comments there so that we can answer Andromeda's question. We invite you to come in as well with your questions and your comments as well. You're listening to J.R. Stickman. You're listening to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness, right here on Soul of America Radio. See you on the other side of the break in about 2 minutes. Thank you so much for holding.
To Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness with your host, J.R. Thicklin. We'll be right back. Don't you go nowhere. Don't touch that dial and take it easy. If you're listening to the show tonight and you feel led to speak to the host, please dial 323-784-9638. And if you're already holding, press 1 to let Jay know that you want to talk. We'll be right back. Turn you back to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness, with your host, J.R. Thicklin.
Much for staying with us here. You're listening to J.R. Thicklin. I'm your host here on Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. You're listening to us right here on the Soul of America Radio. If you'd like to call in or have a question, you can call in, make a comment at area code 323-784-9638. And at once you're in, just hit the number 1 on your keypad. That will also let our engineer notify me that you want to have something to say or comment. Now, listen, I want you to understand that we are streaming live. We're streaming live even here as we're going forth on the broadcast this afternoon. And always know that you can go back and listen to this broadcast. It is in our archive by going to www.soulofamericaradio.com. Go right over there to the left tab and you see Hope and Healing, and you can pull us up. Well, just before we went to the break, we had a call on the line, Andromeda, and she's still here. And her question was about the fact, how can we basically convey to young men their importance inside of our society and where they're needed? Is that the right question that you were asking, Andromeda?
Yes.
Okay, and one of the things that I alluded to was the fact that, you know, in one sense there's an obvious thing, that when we look around, we can understand it is needed. And one way, and I hate to say this because I don't believe that you can teach a man how to swim by showing him another man drowning, but I do believe that you can teach a person the value of life when they understand that the very fact that they have life, health, strength, the ability to make a difference that they can. And I was alluding to the fact that in so many ways that young men have to understand that women are not necessarily strong because they want to be, but they're strong because they have to be. They have been put in a position in our society where they know that they have to carry the load when they should not have to carry that load themselves and by themselves. And what do I mean by that? I believe this, and I've said this for years. Well, I believe that when the man is out of place, it causes the woman to be misplaced, causes the child to be displaced, and ultimately Christ is replaced in the life of the family. There's an Ashanti proverb that says, the ruin of a nation begins in the home of its people. So let's go back to the very origin. It takes two. In other words, in order for a life to be conceived, it takes a man and a woman to conceive a life, to bring that life in. And if it takes that in the creation of that new life, it also takes those two in the caring of that life in order to make society better. I have a part of an organization that I'm also involved with, my organization, where we're dealing with fathers and men, is engaging fathers, and I hold the name of our program is called I Matter. And the I Matter is a message to men to get them to understand that they matter, that their presence matter, their input matter, their impartation matter. So what we have to get young men to understand is the fact that they are valuable in the life of society. They are valuable in the life of children. But how do we do that? We have to show them the fact what happens when they are not involved. When we understand that nearly 27 million children a year, 27 million children, excuse me, in this country go to bed each night without a father in their home, when we understand the abandonment of so many principles and values that have gone out of the window, that literally when you have shows on daytime television, that their whole living is made out of what? Disowning and denying children paternity. It's an attitudinal thing where we have to get young men to understand that we all have a responsibility to the next generation. So, number one, we need to let them know that their contribution is important. And the best way that they can contribute is to be present in the life of their children, be present in their community, reach back and help the next generation better themselves. When I say better themselves, meaning do not limit themselves to what they can be and what they can do. So we have to continue to encourage them there. So what I would say is, number one, encourage them. Have a conversation with them. Get them to realize the fact that their lives are valuable, but if they throw their lives away, they're not just impacting themselves, but they're impacting the next generation and the generation after that and the generation after that. So we have to continue to get them to look at the importance of their absence. And when we look at the absence, you know, is one of the things I will say this, and I'm saying this to Andromeda and to all that are listening. Well, oftentimes when we talk about fatherlessness, well, let's look at this issue. Fatherlessness can come as a result of many things. Fatherlessness can come as a result of abandonment. Fatherlessness can come as a result of a death. Fatherlessness can come as a result of a father being off to war, of serving in the military, not being there. And yet and still, they all have a different impact. So we have to hold true to who we are. As a young man, I say this, your value is not in so much how much money you make, but your value is in the value that you put on your life and the life of those that you have to take care of. And so I say this, Andromeda, is that you just simply have to encourage them to understand that their absence leave a gaping hole in their community, in the lives of our society, and that if they really want to fulfill their role as being the head, then they must be willing to step to the plate. Get the job done. You know, do what they need to do. You're in school. You're educating yourself. You're making a difference. You have a vision for the future. In other words, you see where you're significant in society, and they have to begin to take on that same mindset. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so very much for listening. Really appreciate great question there by Andromeda there. You're listening to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. I am your host, J.R. Ficklin, and I'm so glad you've joined me tonight on Soul of America Radio. If you are listening by internet or you will desire to have a question or call in or comment, you can dial us at area code 323-784-9638. And if you have a question or comment, just hit the number 1 on your keypad. And as you hit the number 1, that will let our engineer know that you have something you would like to say or comment or question, and we would acknowledge you right where you are. Tonight has been a very special broadcast as we're talking about the vital role that men play. What is the role that men play in our society, and what role do we need to return to? This show often deals with hurt, abandonment, abuse, and being healed from those type things, and yet it's still, you know, research shows us when it comes to abuse, only between 15 and 20% of all men are abusive. So that means there's 80 to 85% of men that are not abusive, but what is that 80 to 85% doing? What are we doing, and what should we be doing in order to restore our communities, to strengthen our families, build up our communities, leave a legacy to our children and our children's children? What is it that we should be doing? Where are we missing the ball? And that's the question that's out there because, in fact, we have so much to be doing. There is a major conference that is going on in South Florida, as a matter of fact, on this week, starting on Wednesday. It's called Lion to Lion Conference. And this is part of the Amos Project, which is a national project dealing with men. And this Lion to Lion Conference here is addressing this issue with men, is addressing men recognizing that we as men, number one, have to talk to each other. Number two, as you heard Hugh say earlier, we just can't talk about it. We have to be about it. So it's addressing those issues. Number three, it's bringing men together, and it's saying men are taking the lead, and they're talking about things such as education. They're talking about things such as health, and they're talking about things such as spirituality. And, you know, in many ways, coming against, if you would, the generational influences that have negatively impacted our society. So, in other words, it's about that paradigm shift that you heard Hugh mention earlier tonight. And so that's what's going on in South Florida here in Boynton Beach, Florida, and that's starting Wednesday night, and that's going to be held at the St. John's Missionary Baptist Church there off of Seacrest in Boynton Beach, Florida. So, you know, you definitely want to be a part of that. You definitely want to find out more about that particular event that is going on. And I encourage you that you would definitely, if you know of a man, if you know of anyone that would like to go, there's a contact number of 561-572-5655, and that's Mr. Al Francis there who can direct you more about that, but you want to be a part of that that's going on. So I invite you to call in. I invite you to call and be a part of that. Men, we have to strengthen each other. Men, we have to understand that iron sharpens iron, and yet and still we've got to be willing as men to talk about the tough things, to address the tough conversation. Listen, if we need healing, we need healing. There's nothing weak about saying that I need help. You know, there's nothing weak about saying that I need to be made whole. There's nothing weak about saying, listen, I'm faltering and I'm fragile in this area. Because if you don't ever talk about your weakness, you will never get strong. If you never address the fact that I need to be strengthened in an area, we never get strong. And we have to do so as men. So tonight, definitely, I'd like to hear from you that are out there tonight. Our show is going to actually, we're going to take our show an extra 30 minutes tonight. So we're going to be on until 10:30 p.m. on Eastern Time. That's 9:30 in Central. Those of you that are in the mountains, you know, that's 8 o'clock. And, of course, you're on the West Coast, that'll be up until 7:30. So we invite you here. I see plenty of calls on the board. There are many of you that are listening by way of a phone, and several of you are out there by way of the internet tonight, and I just want to invite your questions and your comment. What can we do? What should we be doing as men? What should be our mind frame? You know, there's a Shanti proverb that says that the ruin of a nation begins in the home of its people, and I believe that we have to understand that as men, we have to take our rightful place. That there's some primary responsibility that we're given as men. Number one, we've been called and appointed to be the providers in the home, and yet still as men, we look to the ultimate provider, which is God himself. And number two, we've been called to be the protectors in the home. And I like to talk about, when we talk about protectors, is create an environment of safety, create an environment of consistency, create an environment in which, after that environment is created, that we can find strength, that we can find consistency. And that's what families look for inside of us. And then we're called to be priests, meaning the spiritual leadership. And I want to say something that's very powerful about, in my opinion, about the spiritual leadership. Spiritual leadership is not necessarily predicated upon how many verses of scripture you can quote. Spiritual leadership is not based upon how emotional you can become inside of a prayer. But your spiritual leadership is the ability to listen to God and to follow direction that will lead you and your family to the will of God and the path that he's laid there. We are told by scripture that if we acknowledge him in all of our ways, then he would do what? He would direct our path. So, but if we never acknowledge him and we think we can do it on our own strength and we can do it without ever having our heart to his heart and our ears to his heart, then we'll never get to where we need to. And what we'll do, we will look to men to do what God wants to do in our lives. We'll look to men to do what God has given us the ability to do. And that's very important that we don't do that, because when we do that, we create idols. We create idolatry. We create idols out of government. We can create idols even out of our spiritual leaders. So we have to be very, very careful about iconic worship in this day and time, that we would do those things that we've been instructed to do. I would say to you as men, when we step up to the plate, we as men will look to our sons, and we will charge our sons. We will teach them the Proverbs that we read daily. We'll tell them about binding the truth and mercy about their necks. But in order for them to bind truth and mercy about their necks and the word about in their heart, they have to be taught that. And that is something that should be taught, number one, in the home, and then to the church, and then to the community at large. In that order, too often I think we are guilty of just simply wanting to send our children to school and send them off to learn these things when it really begins at home. Listen, we're coming up on another break here. Definitely callers, we invite you now. Those of you that are on the boards, you have a question or comment, just hit the number 1, and we will acknowledge you right on the other side of the break. You're listening to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. I'm your host, J.R. Thicklin. Thank you for listening to us right here on the Soul of America Radio. That's right, the Soul of America Radio. And so right on the other side of the break here, we invite your questions. We invite your questions. We invite you to come forth inside of not only your questions, but we invite your comments today. So right on the other side of the break, I look forward to hearing from you. It's area code 323-784-9638. Thank you. Once again, you're listening to Hope and Healing, and I will see you right on the other side of the break.
America Radio.
My name is Bernadette Stammen, and you know me as Selma from the TV show Good Times. And I am hanging out with Tony on the Soul of America Radio.
Ain't we lucky we got 'em?
Needing strength from the Word of God. Needing the voice of wisdom in a relationship. Needing a new direction to go in an abusive situation. That's why we're here. This is the Soul of America Radio. We now return you back to the show.
You leave me on me.
Journey to Wholeness, right here with your host, J.R. Ficklin, and I am grateful that you've joined us here on Soul of America Radio. And we've had a tremendous broadcast this afternoon as we've talked about the vital role that men play and the role that men play inside of our society, even the role that men play inside of, you know, the hurt and the harm that comes forth. And one of the problems that I have seen over the years, and I think that is something to note, is that oftentimes what we've seen happen is that men have not been brought to the table far as part of that solution. Number one, we've not properly held men accountable, and number two, we've not brought other well-meaning men, if I can use that term, being borrowed from Tony Porter and from Ted Bunch there, of those guys that are the founder of A Call to Men to End Violence. And one of the phrases they use is well-meaning men. And that's who I'm talking to tonight. Where are the well-meaning men? Where are the men who recognize the fact that we have to stand up? We must stand up not only in our homes, but for our homes. We must stand up in our communities and for our community. We must stand up in our churches and for our churches. And I believe that those things are very important. And when we are absent, men, when we're absent, it makes a profound difference in our society. There's a scripture that's found in the Old Testament, in Ezekiel, that talks about, "And I sought for a man that would stand in the gap and make up a hedge, but he said in that day he found none." And that's what's happening today. I believe that the world in our society is yearning, and they're saying, "Where are the men?" We need men to stand up, men who are not controlled by greed, but men who know that leading is about following God's heart, men who are not looking just for a name, but looking for change, men that are not looking just to be emotional and have a platform to blow hot air, but men who know that they can be part of a demonstrable change in our society and create the paradigm shift that needs to be created in our society, that when we look around that we're not seeing jails filled with young men, young black men, young minority Latino men, young white men, that our jails are not filled with young men, that our children are not growing up without fathers. That's what real leadership looks like, when we as men understand that we have to reach back and we have to embrace our young men. When we as men, especially men that are in the church, there, what are the things that we can do inside of mentoring our young men, inside of reaching out to our young men, inside of having the conversation with our young men that are going to make the profound difference in who they become and the things that they should be doing? So those are the things that we're talking about. Where are those well-meaning men? And I want to hear from you tonight. Do you think men play a vital role? And if so, how? And what can we do as an individual, as a society, as a community at large, to make that difference? Definitely, we welcome you to call in. Area code 323-784-9638. Area code 323-784-9638. We invite your call. If you called in already, you have a comment, a question, just hit the number 1 on your keypad there, and our engineer will acknowledge you, and we'll bring in your question. We'll love to entertain your comment that you might have here. Definitely, your comment is important. The other thing I would like to say to you is this, that we are streaming live. We are streaming live tonight, and we invite you in. If you're going inside of the soulofamericaradio.com, and right there on that left-hand side, you see the tab there for Hope and Healing. We also have there, you can leave a message there, confidential message. You can actually sign in and leave that message, and we will get that message, and we will acknowledge that today. So it's open up. I'm open up the line there. We'll open up the lines to you, and what we'll like to do is just hear your comments. We want to hear your comments or your questions. How can we as people, as men, make a difference? Or what role do you see men playing? What role would you like to see men play in being able to be in part of the healing of our communities? And so that's open up to you right now. Now, what I like to do, because of fact, I do have that option that is extended to me to take the show on for another 30 minutes. But definitely, if you're not going to call, if you're not interested in a comment tonight, we can end at our regular time in about 6 minutes. But I invite you tonight to come on with us tonight. Any questions or whatever, because as I wrap up, I want you to understand that we are important. We are vital as men, men of honor, men of valor, men of courage, men of integrity, men of power, men of purpose, men of truth. We have to be men that stands up and recognize that we have to take our place in our society. Too many of our young boys are finding themselves in trouble because of the lack of men, the vanishing black male, the vanishing male leadership that is happening. There is no excuse for that other than the fact that we have lost our way and must find our way back to that path of truth. And that path of truth then have to be passed on to our children and our children's children. So that's vitally important as we move forward inside of our society. As men, standing up, taking our rightful place, speaking the truth, and speaking the truth no matter where we go. In our schools are in trouble, especially our public school system. They're in trouble in the sense of the fact that literally teachers and administrators have been put in a position where they have to be both mother, teachers, social workers, correction officers, and all those things in one, because in fact we have some real issues, and those issues are stemming even from home. As the old saying would go, Houston, we have a problem, and we have a problem in our society, in our home, and they're not going to go away until we address them. They're not just going to disappear. We must address them in our society. So I hope tonight that as you've listened tonight that you would continue to move forward, continue to think about how can we bring our community together and our society together to make a difference. And on that note, I just want to give a shout-out to those that might be listening to us across the country in Ocala, Florida. I will be in Ocala, Florida this weekend. I will be there speaking at a men's conference there with the New Zion Missionary Baptist Church, their men conference, and I commend them there with Reverend Bruce Chapman there. Their men decided to take up the subject of domestic violence and addressing domestic violence in the family and in our society. And I salute Reverend Chapman and his leadership. He had the opportunity to hear me at a national conference at the National Preventing Crime in the Black Community Conference in May, this past May in Tampa. And from that point on, he reached out to me, asked would I come and speak to their men conference that they have every year. And this particular year, they have taken up the subject of domestic violence. We have to make differences. We have to be difference makers, and that's what I invite you to be. Well, although the board still have calls there, no one seemed to have a comment or question. And with that being said, I want to invite you to join us on next Monday, same time, same station, for Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. And please tell a friend, tell a neighbor to join us on next week. And until that time, I'm J.R. Thicklin. I've been your host, and I thank you so very much for taking the opportunity to be with us here on Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. So I thank you tonight for your time. Thank you for your diligence. Thank you for your comments tonight. And dare someone, listen, be a difference maker. Make a difference. And as you make that difference, believe me, somebody's life will be affected because you were willing to be the difference maker. And until next week, this is J.R. Thicklin, and I thank you for joining us on Hope and Healing right here on Soul of America Radio. Good evening. Yeah.
but here